In the United States, if an undocumented immigrant is a victim of a crime, they may qualify for something called a U visa. And that's a special visa that grants undocumented victims temporary legal status, and it can later open the door to applying for a green card. But starting the process for applying for a U visa can be a challenge.
In order to understand what they are, I think it's important to understand that immigrant communities are often afraid of calling the police, even when they're the victim of a crime, because they're scared of being deported.
That's Laura Morell, an immigration reporter with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. And her newest investigation, which comes out today, shows just how law enforcement agencies are handling the U visa process throughout the country by using their own discretion to deny crime victims the opportunity to apply for the visa. So I asked Laura to explain exactly what the U visa was intended to do when it was created by Congress nearly 20 years ago.
It gives temporary status to victims of violent crimes, such as domestic violence, sexual assault, kidnapping, felonious assault. And then it also serves as a crime-fighting tool for law enforcement, because when victims feel safe to report crimes, then police can do their jobs and they can make arrests. So that's how it got started. You know, in a lot of cases, one of the biggest things that the U visa addresses is domestic violence. And police were encountering situations where you had domestic violence victims that might be threatened by their abusers, that if they called the police on them, the abuser would call ICE and would have them deported. And then you might also have situations where immigrants come from countries where the police there is very corrupt. And so they already come here with a negative perception of law enforcement. So the U visa tried to bridge that gap.
So how do you obtain, or how did one obtain a U visa?
So in order to obtain a U visa, the first thing that a victim needs of many things is something called a certification. And basically what this is a 5-page form that an investigating agency, for example, a police department or a DA's office, has to sign. And when they do that, it confirms that the victim was a victim of a violent crime and that they were helpful to law enforcement. And when I say helpful, you know, it doesn't matter whether there was an arrest in the case or whether the case went to trial. What matters is that the victim came forward and tried to help investigators with an investigation. So they need that certification in order to even begin looking at applying for the U visa. That's a requirement.
Has that process changed? And what did you find in your own reporting?
So the process hasn't changed. It's been the same in the last 20 years. And I was really curious about how common it was for law enforcement to actually consider these requests, because there's no provision in the law that holds agencies accountable if they decide not to consider these. And what I did was I called more than 100 agencies around the country, agencies that serve large immigrant communities, and I asked them what their policies were. And what I found was that oftentimes agencies were undermining the intent of the U visa. I found that nearly 1 in 4 had some sort of barrier in place that wasn't part of the federal criteria. For instance, there were some places that require that there be an arrest made in the case in order to sign a certification. Other places wait for the case to go to trial, and that's often because defense attorneys have used the U visa against victims in court, like to tarnish their credibility. And then other places also consider whether the victim suffered substantial physical or mental harm, which isn't something that agencies are supposed to consider. That's something that immigration officials do when they get the application. So I just found a wide disparity of different policies and basically found that victims are at the mercy of whatever internal rules law enforcement has.
In your reporting, you spoke with an immigration attorney, Maya Ibarz, who works with migrants in South Florida. Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
I'm currently working on a U visa in Maine, and there's an attorney up there who's helping me, and he told me, basically, don't hold your breath. You know, there's a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment up here right now, and we'll probably not get the certification. And this was also for a victim of domestic abuse who was beaten up by her partner.
How typical is that?
One thing that's really interesting about certifications is that oftentimes agencies don't provide explanations about why they choose not to sign. So a lot of lawyers that I talk to, they suspect that anti-immigrant sentiment might play a role here. And that's because oftentimes there are trainings around the country for law enforcement to learn about the U visa. And one of the biggest questions that instructors get is whether a police officer is giving status to an immigrant by signing this form, which is inaccurate. That's not what's happening. Basically, what the officer is doing is confirming that this was a victim of a crime and they need that form in order to apply. So I think anti-immigrant sentiment is something that we're seeing. I think part of it as well as just a lack of education or understanding, really, of how the U visa works and how it can really be a crime-fighting tool that helps law enforcement better serve their communities.
Given the current state of anti-immigrant rhetoric in the United States under this administration, given the fear that a lot of people face when they're dealing with law enforcement, why is it that someone would take the chance even to apply for a U visa?
That's a great question. I think that for a lot of victims, often the U visa is their only chance of gaining some sort of status. I will also say that in the last decade, the number of U visa petitions has increased steadily through the years because it's something that has been gaining more attention in the immigrant community because they know it's available to them. But last year was the first year in at least a decade that the number of petitions went down. Reason being, according to lawyers and advocates I talk to, it's because there's a chilling effect. And a lot of immigrants and victims are worried that if they come into contact with law enforcement, they might, you know, be deported or they might get on the radar of ICE. So that is a legitimate concern. And another thing that we learned recently in the last couple months is that ICE now has wider discretion to arrest and deport applicants of U visa applications that have pending petitions. There's something with the U visa, it's called the wait list. So once you're on the wait list, you get protection from deportation. But up until that point, there is that risk. And that's something that lawyers have told me is a concern and is definitely causing a chilling effect in the kinds of cases where victims are coming forward to report crimes, oftentimes serious crimes.
Laura Morrell is an immigration reporter with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Laura, thanks so much for your reporting and for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.